Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news and a couple of features, first about a fundraising campaign for a Nelson flag, and secondly, a brief description of Mile Cross. First, however, as usual, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
Thank you, Phyllis Moore, for the stamps. We have been asked to plug the Focus on Vision exhibition again by the NNAB. Amongst the 20 exhibitors are Action for Blind People and the RNIB, lots of technology providers including low vision equipment, Norfolk Carers and Wiltshire Farm Foods to name a few. Do go along on Wednesday the 29th of March between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. to the free exhibition at the Bradbury Centre, where the NNAB Cafe will be open for refreshments. For further information, contact Edward Bates on 01603 629 558.
The NNAB's Garden Eyes Club is visiting Notcutts Garden Centre on Friday the 31st of March. A minibus will be leaving NNAB's main car park at 11 a.m. and will return by 3:30 p.m. at a cost of £3.50. Notcutts Garden Centre sells plants, a good range of seeds, aquatic plants, garden furniture, a range of gifts, and has a newly refurbished restaurant. Ring Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558, or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk to book your place by the 24th of March.
If you are interested in arts and crafts, including basket weaving, textiles, clay work, painting, sculpture, papier-mâché, and anything else you'd like to try, then go along on Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. or Thursdays between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. and give it a go. The sessions cost £3. For more information, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558.
The NNAB Heritage Group has arranged for the Archaeology Department of the Castle Museum to bring replicas of the Haysborough Hand Axe, a tibia bone of the West Runton Mammoth, and a cast of Haysborough Footprint to the Bradbury Centre on Wednesday the 5th of April between 10:30 and 1 p.m. The cost is £3.50, including refreshments, and you pay on the day. Please ring Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 to book your place before Monday, the 27th of March.
The NNAB Theatre Group have arranged a visit to the Theatre Royal, Norwich, on Saturday, May the 6th, to see Sister Act, the Divine Musical Comedy. Tickets are £28 and include a touch tour, audio description and minibus from the main NNAB car park. To book, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 by Friday the 31st of March.
That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now for some news items. We hear that discussions are going forward for long-awaited improvements to the A47, with various options up for debate. Then two Norwich buildings win awards. The Rose Lane Car Park wins a Parking Design Award, and there is a Civic Trust Award for the University of East Anglia's Enterprise Building.
A tantalising menu of possible improvements to the A47 is on the table, including three new stretches of dual carriageway and an overhaul of the Thickthorn Junction to the south of Norwich. Highways England has published a £300 million package of options for the road, which campaigners have for decades fought to be upgraded, to reflect its use and status as a key transport artery for the region. Now you are being asked to comment on the proposals which are out for consultation. The ideas include three more sections of dual carriageway, with some villagers already voicing concerns, an overhaul of the Thickthorn Junction, where the A11 meets the A47, a larger roundabout at the junction of the A47 and A141 at Guyhern between March and Wisbeach in Cambridgeshire, a larger roundabout at the Vauxhall and Gapton junctions in Great Yarmouth. Highways bosses will analyse the consultation responses over the summer, with preferred routes due to be announced in the autumn.
The £7 million Rose Lane car park has been named as the country's best new car park in the British Parking Awards. The 595-space Rose Lane car park took the title at a ceremony in London, ahead of four other shortlisted finalists: Waitrose Car Park in Solihull, a multi-storey at the University of Leeds, Feetham's Car Park in Darlington, and the B4 Car Park in Birmingham. The Norwich City Council-owned car park, with its perforated steel facade, had been put forward by Huber, the company which designed and built the five-storey structure in Mountergate. Officially opened in May 2016 and project managed by NPS Norwich, the car park, open 24 hours a day, includes 36 disabled parking bays, racks inside and out for bicycles, new public toilets, and recently installed electric charging points. This is the second time a city car park has scooped the award. St Andrew's Car Park was named Best New Car Park in the 2006 British Parking Awards.
A building at the University of East Anglia has won a national award celebrating its good looks, sustainability and community contribution. The Enterprise Centre was one of just 45 projects to win a Civic Trust Award, bringing its total number of awards to 20 in 2 years. The Civic Trust is the only organisation that considers aesthetics, sustainability, inclusive design and the positive contribution made to the community. The centre, an entrepreneurial hub for those committed to creating a low-carbon future, was praised for being an exceptional building from its conception to its overall and detailed design that makes a major contribution to the UEA campus whilst adding to its history of groundbreaking buildings.
Taking away traffic lights from a junction along one of the main roads in and out of Norwich city centre would be stupid and dangerous, according to angry objectors. The latest phase of a multi-million pound investment in cycling in the city proposes a segregated city-bound one-way cycle lane in Newmarket Road between Daniels Road roundabout and the footpath to Hanover Road. Council bosses say the £800,000 scheme will improve the blue pedalway, which connects Wyndham, Heatherset and Cringleford to the city centre. But the proposal to take away the traffic lights at the Christchurch Road Lime Tree Road junction with Newmarket Road has caused controversy. Council officers want to put a new toucan crossing further to the northeast, which they say will be better for cyclists and reduce traffic queues. Another toucan crossing would be installed on Newmarket Road at the link with Hanover Road. However, people living nearby are furious at the prospect of losing the traffic lights. They will present a petition to Norwich Highways Agency Committee on Thursday.
A topping out ceremony with a difference was performed to celebrate a new village housing development. Beer, made by Bestthorpe-based Wolf Brewery, was poured over roof tiles of one of the 28 homes on the Lime site off Mill Road in Little Melton. The ceremony at the Abel Homes development was held just weeks before the first group of properties go on the market in April. Paul LeGrice, managing director of Wotton-based Abel Homes, said, "We have worked hard with the parish council to ensure that we pitched our plans just right for the local community. And today we have topped out the first home with beer brewed just a few miles away. The development includes 2, 3, 4 and 5 bedroomed houses and bungalows. It is named after a Jubilee lime tree planted close to the site by the Little Melton vicar in 1887 to mark Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee."
It's time for our second feature. A fundraising campaign has been launched for a flag given to the city by Lord Nelson in 1800. The article is read by Peter Walsh.